Are you ready for a change? Be it physical, mental, or emotional change, you've already got what it takes to make that happen. Your host for the upcoming program, the Matt Newton Power Hour, has trained in martial arts over the course of several decades. Time and time again, his training methods have saved or extended the careers of dozens of NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball stars. Matt Newton has authored two highly acclaimed books, A Path to Power and The D Factor. The Matt Newton Power Hour starts now. Here's Matt. I've got the power!
Hey, yeah. Let's do a live radio broadcast. Everybody, and I mean everybody, everywhere. Wow, welcome to Chicago. Oh my goodness gracious. Well, all my bad talk has caught up with us, you know that, Snuggy Bear?
You were sticking it to everybody, now we got it.
That's exactly what happened. Hey, gang, I'm Mac Newton. Welcome to the Power Hour. It is a very chilly, frigid day. Sunny, though, in downtown Phoenix, Arizona. As I look out the window, I see bright blue skies, but it says it's 42 degrees outside with a high possibly of 50. Same thing on tap for tomorrow. But don't worry, Snuggy Bear, we're going to be back up in the mid-60s and maybe by 70 by the weekend, so take that, Chicago. And Chicago is taking it on the chin. Oh, my goodness gracious.
No, my parents live in Dallas, so they said they're having blackouts, and they fell, you know, slipping on ice and all that going on.
Yeah, right, it's like that wind chill below zero in Dallas, which is not fun at all. You know, it was a winter blizzard in Chicago. I mean, technically. Do you know the requirements for something being a blizzard?
No, sir.
A blizzard, in order to be a blizzard, you have to maintain wind speeds of at least 35 miles an hour driving snow for at least 3 hours.
It qualified.
It qualified in Chicago. Hey, gang, welcome to the show. And we, someone said, I think it was Al, or I don't know, one of our listeners suggested we do a little video and post it on YouTube, so we thought we would try it. Hey, gang. Hey, how you doing? Mac Daddy right here looking at me. You guys know what I look like, but you don't know what Zach. We have to bring him off behind the glass. There he is. A lot younger and a lot more handsome than me. But that's okay. I'm not intimidated. I'm good to go.
All right. He was our friend Andy in Spain.
Andy did that? Okay. Andy, thank you. Because now we're going to try this out, put it on for a few weeks, see what kind of reception it gets. And if we like it, then we'll do one every once in a while. And then if it works, we'll do one. We'll record every show. Anyway, something new. Welcome to the Power Hour, gang. On the air and visually, we're ready to go. Great show on tap for you guys. Today, I'm absolutely psyched about today's show. When we have shows like this, we don't have a guest. I really don't have a big main topic. I am bringing up something for you, Snuggy Bear, that you need. And I've heard a couple other emails about goal setting. But I'm going to mix in a bunch of stuff. Like when I used to go with KFNX, I'd show up down there with a whole bunch of stuff on my plate and decide what to eat when I got there. And just let it roll. And that's what we're doing today. So that's our show. But in the meantime, I think it's great. And as usual, right around the same time, you know what? I'd really be remiss if I didn't go back to last week and mention, wasn't it not great having Nick on the show last week from Denver?
That was awesome. It was great to meet him.
Yeah, that was great. We're always throwing a shout out up there like we're going to in a few minutes. A shout out to Nick and all of our extended family in Colorado, Tom and all the rest of the guys up there. But it was great having Nick on the show. Too bad we didn't video that one. We'd have that one in the archives for us. And, of course, that interview with Dan O'Brien, I mean, that touched a lot of folks. A lot of comments. Thanks, gang. A lot of comments on that. And, wow, what a show we had. If you can't tell, we have the fabulous Sarah Vaughn as our musical guest host. More coming up on her. Let's just check it out for just a minute. Sarah Vaughn. Singing Sassy's Blues. You gotta like that. Yeah, a little scatting. Oh, yeah. You're hearing it all. Sarah Vaughn. She was born in 1924, Newark, New Jersey. I'm thinking somewhere around the end of March. March 27th, Newark, New Jersey. I do know she passed away April 3rd, 1990. Never forget that. Because it was right after, I think, she had done the work with Quincy Jones on with Back on the Block. But she is an icon, jazz vocalist. A lot of people don't know. A great pianist, because that's what she started studying when she was a kid, when she was around 6 or 7. Yeah, she started studying organ and piano, and she played organ in church. And, of course, both of her parents were musicians. I mean, so often we hear that about when our great, great stars. More coming, more of her music and more about the life of the great Sarah Vaughn, who, if you don't have really represented in your musical collection, then this will help spring you into action. Our early segment today is going to be a special segment. We didn't get a chance last week to talk about one of my heroes, Jack LaLanne. I've got what I call two heroes. Jack LaLanne, who passed away a week ago Monday. And Christopher Reeve. And I'll tell you why Christopher Reeve, you know, who played Superman in the movies. I'll tell you why he's one of my heroes as well. But today we're gonna pay a little tribute to Jack LaLanne. And I want to give you some of the things that I got from Jack LaLanne. I've got some tips that I got from Jack LaLanne and how he affected my life and some stuff like that. And I think that with everything we had on our plate last week, we were a little bit we were just a teeny bit negligent in that area. It is now exactly 5 minutes past the hour, gang, past the hour of five, beautiful downtown Phoenix, Arizona, on a very chilly, almost frigid Thursday afternoon. As you know, we have permanently moved the show to Thursday afternoon just to facilitate some of the changes and things happening here at Newton Fitness. Growth does mean that we have to make change, and it is to be embraced and not resented or resist it, because it will create a crisis if you resist change. So you have to embrace it and let your goal setting allow you to control the direction of change. And of course, our main topic is going to be just a whole bunch of general stuff. And I'm going to bring about 7 steps. And this is really for the Snuggie Bear, you know, for the magic man over there, who made a very simple comment that because I keep asking him, you know, I keep mentioning on the show, what is it you want? And he said, you know, sometimes I can't answer the question. And that's common. What do you want? Let me give you seven questions that you can ask yourself that will help you in setting your goals. But first, as we do at this time of the show every single week, no exception here, shout outs coming up. Yes, of course, we're going to send out our special shout out to Andy in Spain. And thanks again for the update on all the weather out there in Barcelona and what's going on. And thanks for the tip. See there? It's already happening. Yeah. I'm not quite sure why anyone really wants to watch someone do a radio show. I've always been told that I do have a face for a radio. No one has to see it.
Right.
But why someone wants to watch someone do radio, but I guess it's catching on, because you've got the Larry King show will start off as radio, and I guess a lot of stars I know that Mike and Mike in the morning with ESPN, they have their own shows, radio shows, but they're also, you know, not the whole show, but a part of it on ESPN, mm-hmm. You know, filling time. So watching them doing the radio show. I always thought that was weird, but I've watched it a few times, and it's not bad at all. So
you get to finally see, you know, what you've been listening to.
Exactly, and you can kind of see how they bring about their opinions and how things happen on the show. And of course, Al down in South FLA, give me a shout out and see what's going on with you. Larry and Kimmy right here in the Valley, and of course, Veronica G in the Philippines, who is always communicating with me on Facebook, as you guys can. Just hunt me up on Facebook. You can communicate with me, befriend me, and get my blog every single day. In fact, that's what we're going to be talking about today. Some of my blogs over the last week or so. All right. And of course, Peter and the Bevzella. Peter, by the way, is doing great with his artificial hip. He's making good progress. No limp, moving quickly. Just doing great. And of course, his very supportive, lovely wife, the Bevzella, always doing great. DZ up in Michigan. DZ. Barry and all the Taekwondo folks up in Chicago. Jeff and that gang. Shout out coming your way. And of course, all my folks out in Denver. Our update for today, gang. Our update is that we have on the 26th, which is a Saturday here in Phoenix. We have a self-defense class for men and women. It's a six-hour class. It's amazing. It will change your life in terms of the awareness and the feelings of confidence that will occur as a result. And the techniques that you will learn and the behavioral strategies are amazing. So if you're in town, or you're going to be in town, or you want to make arrangements to come into town just for it, you can call my office here at Newton Fitness and talk to Lisa, and she'll put you in contact with our program coordinator. Her name is Diane, and she will get back in touch with you. Now, we do have a limit because of space out there. We have a limit, and we're limiting it. We'll just say we have a limit. So we don't have that much space right now, but if you're going to be in town or you're in town, give a call over here at 602-957-6492. Reserve your spot in our self-defense class called I Will Fight Back, okay, for men and women. Our online workouts are up and doing really well. I'm very, very pleased. Very pleased with how things are going on. I know that DZ up in Michigan was interested. Haven't seen you come through yet. I'll be looking for you. If you need to know what class, I'll fill out a simple questionnaire. I'll send it back to you. Got people all over the world, actually, who just, it's great to see that happen. All right, now, let's get to my early segment, okay? Let's get to my early segment right now and talk about Jack LaLanne. I remember the early days with Jack being on television in black and white. Of course, you don't remember any black and white TV there, Magic Man, long before your time. But
I've seen his infomercial, actually, and he would play some clips of his original song and workouts. I thought he was a remarkable guy.
Extremely remarkable guy, just a born sportsman. I mean, kind of like, I'm not trying to, this is saying in a negative sense, but kind of like P.T. Barnum. I mean, just a natural salesman, a performer. More so than myself, very, very active in promotions and really good at what he did. But mainly, he always believed in spreading the gospel on fitness and being active. And I remember what I really liked about him, the thing that really made me gravitate toward Jack LaLanne was that he would use door handles, knobs, furniture, kitchen chairs, refrigerators, all as props or as equipment that he could use in staying fit. And it all worked for him. I remember one of the very first things I saw him do was standing behind a chair, holding onto the back of the chair, and talking the whole time, just talking about working out and lifting one leg to the side and counting. And he always talked like he was just talking to ladies. You know, I guess a real ladies man. Ladies, this is going to really work your legs. It's going to get your muscles really strong. It's going to make you just feel great. Just keep lifting now. Just keep lifting that leg. Doesn't that feel good? Can you feel that burn? He'd just be talking the whole time. And he'd maybe do 20 of those. Okay, now it's time to do two more. And he'd count two more. Okay, change that leg. And he'd start counting over there. And he'd start lifting that leg. And he'd do things like sitting in a chair and just lift the knee up, lift the knee up, lift, and be talking the whole time. I mean, stuff that seems very simple to us today. But you know what, though? You know, there's a senior citizen center. We're at 32nd Street here, about four blocks right down Indian School Road. And every time I go down there, I'm asked to show a teach a class of fitness for senior citizens, which I'll do in a heartbeat. I use those exact things. And then I create things based upon Jack's idea. You know, lifting the legs, taking the legs out straight, holding them up and down, you know, doing really simple things, taking the arms out to the side, doing circles, and now they're looking at me. They can actually see I'm doing that, you know, just kind of making arm circles, turn the palms up, do them backwards, take them in front of you, across, you know, and think small numbers. The senior citizens can do that. And if you combine that with a simple but effective eating plan, like green vegetables and fruits and lean source protein, you know, maybe they can start building some lean muscle mass and at the very least increase their circulation to feel better. And so Jack LaLanne started me believing that, and I'd carried through. Now, I didn't, of course, get into the weightlifting as Jack kind of liked to do that. I've always liked to use just my body for exercise. But here, I've got some tips that Jack LaLanne published or talked about in his 80s, and I've got them here for you. There's a few of them. Okay, now here's what he said. He said, think of yourself as a walking billboard. Okay, as a walking billboard. Does your billboard say I overeat, or does it say I exercise every day? I care how I look and I care how I feel. Take charge of your life. Well, that sentence right there provided me with one of the things I still say every time I have a consultation. Jack said, care how you look. He says, I care how I look and I care how I feel. You know what? If you can say yes to both of those questions, do you like the way you look and do you like the way you feel? That's all there is. There's nothing else. There's no other question you need to ask yourself. Okay. If your answer is no, then you need a better program. If you don't like the way you look, then you need more exercise or a better exercise program. If you don't like the way you feel, you need to start working out or you need a better exercise program. I ask it all the time. Got it from Jack LaLanne. And you know what? It is. You are a walking billboard. People can find out a lot about you just by the way you look. When you walk down the street and you're carrying yourself in a certain way, you're walking with poise and confidence. You're walking like you like yourself. In fact, that's one of the things I teach in my self-defense class. Walk like you belong wherever it is you are. Walk with confidence and assurance. Walk with a certain, with a feeling of assurance. And it's so very, very true. And when you do that and people respond to you in a certain way, it builds again on how much you like yourself and how you feel. So think of yourself as a walking billboard. Jack is absolutely right.
I think you said on a past show, you know, people, and I don't even think it's 3 seconds when you first meet somebody, they draw a conclusion, you know, like,
It is about 4 seconds. You're right, Zach. And people draw their first opinion of you in about 4 seconds, and it becomes permanent in 30. Okay, and then after that, everything, it doesn't matter what else you do, even if you act totally in opposition or opposite to that initial opinion, first opinion, their minds is gonna work hard to make everything somehow match that original opinion that they have of you. So think of yourself as a walking billboard. What does it say about you? Okay. Now, I never knew where this came. I never knew that Jack said this, but I guess I came up with it too. Jack says, "Don't snack between meals." I've always said that. Don't snack. Eat a meal. If you feel like eating a meal, eat them. If you feel hungry, then eat. See, when people say, "Oh, I need a snack," you know what that means? You know what that means, Zach? It means that you're going to eat something bad. You're going to eat something bad. You're going to eat something that, okay, snack seems to convey cookies.
Chips.
You know, chips. It seems to convey, you know, brownies. Conveys, you know, something, red vines, M&Ms, you know, power bars. It seems to convey something other than something that's good for you. So I said, don't snack. You know what? If you feel a little hungry, eat a meal. It doesn't matter how many meals you eat a day. You know, people say, well, I get 3 meals a day. No, you can eat 4, 5, 6, as many as you want. Doesn't really matter how many meals you eat. But Jack hit it right on the head, man. Don't snack between meals. Okay. Now, this is something, this is one of his tips. If you notice, I just don't take Jack's tips for how he intended it as it pertains to fitness or nutrition or health. I'll take it even further into my life in terms of how I think or how or what I do. For example, Jack said, what you put in your mouth today, you will wear tomorrow. Before you put something in your mouth, ask yourself, what is this going to do for me? All right, that's what Jack says. Max says, all right, okay, that means nothing is neutral. Nothing you put in your mouth is neutral. At some point in time, it's going to manifest itself in your life in one way or another. Jack says, whatever you put in your mouth today, you're going to wear tomorrow. You know, a minute on the, a second on the lips, forever on the hips, so to speak. Okay. So now I always take it. Nothing that you eat is neutral. So some people think, well, if I eat it off of my finger and I don't use a utensil and I'm standing up and the refrigerator door is open, doesn't count. So if I take it, and some people can have whole meals off of their fingertips and none of it ever counts. And they'll wonder, I can't believe I gained some weight. I can't believe it. How'd that happen? What's up with that? Yeah, well, you know what? All that stuff you thought didn't count. Well, it did. Kind of like that saying, you know, all the stuff that people think happens in Vegas, stays there. Guess what? Comes home with you. It does. Immediately. Doesn't stay here. Comes right home with you. Hey, gang, it is now 19 minutes past the hour on a beautiful but frigid Thursday afternoon, approaching evening time in downtown Phoenix, Arizona. You may have noticed we've not been able to welcome the fabulous Natasha. That's because as we changed our schedule, unfortunately, she wasn't able to be with us today, other plans, but she will be back in her customary seat right there for those of you who are visually so inclined. Right there, right, sitting right there, you'll be able to see the fabulous Natasha. She'll be sitting there back with us next Thursday, okay? So we miss her. Give her a hand just because she's not here, Magic Man. She's not here, but we still miss her. We still love her. And we're thinking about the fabulous Natasha. All right. We're talking about Jack LaLanne's tips for life in tribute to Jack and how much I've learned from him and how I've used his sayings. As I say, number three or four we're talking about here, where he said, what you put in your mouth today, you will wear tomorrow. Before you put something in your mouth, ask yourself, what is it going to do for me? Well, I thought, well, nothing. Everything that I eat counts, Zach. Everything that I eat definitely counts. So let me take it a step further. That means that everything that I think counts. So where there's nothing neutral in terms of food, there's nothing neutral in terms of your thinking. Everything counts. Every thought matters. Everything that you think in your conscious mind is going to go in your subconscious and be stored. And as it becomes a predominant thought, will be fed back to you. So just like he says, there's nothing neutral in terms of food. Everything counts. It's exactly the same. Nothing is neutral in terms of what you're thinking. I've just taken his philosophy and extended it out. There are no neutral thoughts. There's no casual friends. Every friend counts. Is this person helping me be better or worse? Nothing's neutral. Is this thinking taking me where I want to go or is it taking me away? Nothing's neutral. Is this food making me stronger or weaker? Nothing's neutral. Either it's going to make me stronger or it's going to make me weaker. So Take it from Jack. Jack and Mac working together. My man. Okay, here's one, he says. I think it's number 4. You like that one, do you, Zach? Zach, he's got his... See there, Natasha, you're not here with your notepad, but Zach says, I've got mine out today, and I'm not going to let you get a leg up on me. I've got it rolling today. Now, number 4. Whenever possible, eat your vegetables, as many as you can, raw. Very, very true. Eat right and you can't go wrong. And from there is how 35 years ago at this point in time, the Mac Shake was born. Eating raw fruits every single day. Raw fruits in their natural states. And also from there, the Mac Snack was born. The Mac Snack, which is everything that starts, ends with berry. We have strawberries, raspberries, blueberries mixed together with some melon balls, some honeydew, and some cantaloupe in a small bowl with about one part honey to 2 parts orange juice. You pour it over the top, mix it all together, and that's a beautiful, beautiful dessert. And a natural dessert, and one that works together with all the other natural foods that you're going to eat on the 3-2 eating plan to help you be strong and healthy and to have the energy to live your life. Because let me tell you something, man, growing old is not for sissies. It is not. You've got to be, all of a sudden one day you're going to be someplace and you're going to wonder how you got there. You know, and you're going to thought, wait a minute, I should have gotten more warning because I'm not ready. You will find yourself being 85 or 90, because I said last week, the average lifespan of Americans is rising, and now approaching 80 years of age, which is very, very, which is very impressive. Well, the unimpressive part is that we're living longer, but we're not living better.
You have a Mac Shake every morning?
Every single day. First thing you do.
Is there honey in that?
No, there is not. There are 16 ounces of orange juice. I can't believe you said that. Zach, we have it.
Don't check.
Well, see, every single morning, 16 ounces of orange juice, one whole banana, half of a red apple, and half of a green pear. Now, you're going to simply peel the banana and leave the peel on the apple and the pear, liquefy it. Don't eat them raw. It changes. This is going to raise your alkalinity, lower your acid-base balance, and make it easier for you to digest your food, make you far, far less susceptible for certain kinds of cancers. This is the way you start every day, not with a cup of coffee, but with the Mac Shake every single day. Now, and the next one on Jack's lips was don't skip breakfast. So you put these two together, eating foods in their natural state and not skipping breakfast. Now, number 6, here's an interesting one. And it's like I agree and don't agree with this one. So see if you can guess the part, okay, Snuggie Bear, that I don't agree with. Here's number 6. He says, don't salt your food before you taste it.
I know you don't mess with salt whatsoever.
Okay, so I would say don't salt your food.
At all.
Period. Right? And just leave it there. Don't salt your food. Put a period there. And I do agree. So that implies that we're going to taste it first, see if it needs some salt. Well, see, salt is something that we've gotten. It's simply we've gotten used to it, Zach. We've gotten used to eating salt because it has no real purpose or nutritional value. So people say, wait a minute. Well, I thought you just said a few minutes ago or last showed it that magnesium and potassium and sodium and copper and zinc are all important minerals toward raising your alkalinity. I did say that. I said sodium. I didn't say sodium chloride. Salt is sodium chloride. Sodium is a very naturally occurring mineral that your green vegetables take out of the soil, and it's something that's absolutely essential. But certain manufacturers and our media advertisers have got us thinking that sodium and sodium chloride are both the same thing, and they're not. See, what we want to avoid is not sodium, but sodium chloride. Sodium is a naturally occurring a mineral that we need every single day, and it's almost in everything green. Sodium chloride, we don't need it all. We don't need to add any sodium chloride to our food at all, ever. It has only one role, and that is as a flavorizer today. At one point in time, it was very important because we use it as a preservative. That was before the days of refrigerators, and you know. But we've got this refrigeration now. We've got the ability to do that with several different ways. We don't need salt licks anymore, okay? We don't need that. But now, but our taste buds have adjusted to a point to where we feel we need that, okay? All right, gang, it's about 2 minutes before the bottom of the hour. You stay right where you are. We got more coming at you, but we're not done with Jack's Tips. Jack LaLanne's Tips for Life. My name's Mac. I'm the Mac Daddy, and this is the Power Hour. The Magic Man is sitting on the other side. We had to take him outside of the glass today so we could see him, you know, so you guys can see where he is. Wait, there you go. Wave at the camera. And okay. Couple of things here. I think we got one or two more before we finish this up. He says, stretch before you exercise and do some form of exercise daily and regularly, at least 1.5 hour. Absolutely. And he says, and this I firmly believe in, and he's way ahead of his time on this one, as he is with most of his stuff. He says, your waistline is your lifeline. Keep it in line by consistent daily exercise. And you know what? People who are getting on scales, forget about that. Don't step on the scale. Measure your waistline. When it changes, you got an issue. We need to do something different. Don't worry about the scale. Nobody tells you how much you weigh. Jack LaLanne's Tips for Life, gang. Jack LaLanne's Tips for Life. A little bit more about Sarah Vaughn coming at you. Turn it up a little bit there, Magic Man, so we can hear that. As I said to you earlier about Sarah Vaughn, I mean, her style of singing is... Her voice is so rich and so smooth, and her range was just weird, man, unusually wide, so deep, and she had a musicality, virtuosity that was just immense, and what she did, and you can hear it here. When she joined the Billy Eckstine's band, that's where she met Dizzy Gillespie, the trumpeter, and the great Charlie Parker, saxophonist. And she started to use her voice to emulate the sounds of their instruments. And that's why she got some of this inventiveness and some of these techniques that she uses with her voice. Anyway, the great Sarah Vaughan lives on in her music. Make sure she's in your collection. Hey, gang, you stay right where you are. My name is Mac Newton. This is the Power Hour. We will be right back.
Hi, everyone. This is Zach Geist, also known as the Magic Man. The Power Hour is brought to you by Newton Fitness Online, the same high conditioning and training that Mac Newton provides in his beautiful Central Phoenix, Arizona location is now available to you online, 24 hours a day. It couldn't be easier. Just log on to MacNewton.com and go to Mac's gym. Yep, his gym is online now. Just go and select your fitness level and go to class. Okay, don't put it off. Go to MacNewton.com now, check it out, and get in the best shape of your life.
I love the looks of you, the lore of you. The sweet.
Hey, gang, welcome back. I'm Mac Newton. This is the Power Hour. You're listening to the fabulous Sarah Vaughan.
The mouth of you. The east, west, north, and the south of you. I'd love to gain.
I'm not quite sure where it stands, but I know you. Talk about female singers, you got sopranos, you know, I know she was a contralto, whatever that means, but she had a range of 3 octaves. I mean, that sounds pretty, yeah, serious. And she's, I regard her as one of the greatest jazz singers of all. Maybe I might rank her even with maybe Ella Fitzgerald a nose ahead because of her broad popularity. And that's only because of her management and that she was able to cross various lines with different kinds of pop songs. Whereas whereas Sarah Vaughan was primarily a jazz singer. But I've got an Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan. I gotta say, she's right there with her, you know. But make yourself comfortable. It's magic, broken-hearted melody. Send in the clowns. All great hits with Sarah Vaughan. And she sang with all of the greats. And again, as I say, she got her start singing in church. And her big break is when she won the talent contest at the famous Apollo Theater in 1942. That's even before I was born. So there you have that. Hey, gang, the fabulous Sarah Vaughan bringing us back from the break. Just a reminder now, we do have a self-defense class on the 26th of February. Get involved in that. You can send us an email for more information. Send it to 7SEVEN@MacNewton.com. Going on the website now, you can do practically everything. You can, our website now, it's so interactive. Go to MacNewton.com. You can register for newsletters. You can send me emails. You can communicate. You can check out the online workouts. There's live videos, not live videos, but there are videos there that you can watch, and more being added every single week. So our website is becoming a destination point, as well as a point where you can go back and listen to all the archived shows of the Power Hour, okay? You know, something I was just thinking about just the other day, I want to share something with you, gang. Check this out. A democracy will continue to exist up until the time that voters discover that they can vote themselves generous gifts from the public treasury. From that moment on, the majority of voters are always going to vote for candidates who promise the most benefits for them from the public treasury, with the results that every democracy will finally collapse due to loose fiscal policy. And that is always followed by a dictatorship. Now, Zach, I'm not asking you to be a historian or anything, but do you have an idea who may have said that, or when, or even when that may have been said? Last year, 10 years before, 100 years ago? What do you think?
I believe that was by my man TJ, Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson?
Of our great country.
Well, you know what? You're in the right century. Well, actually not. That was said about the time that the original 13 states adapted their new constitution in 1787. And it was spoken by Alexander Tyler, a Scottish history professor at the University of Edinburgh. And what he was talking about the fall of the Athenian Scottish Republic some 2,000 years earlier. But he could be talking about what's going on with us at this time.
Absolutely.
Because my research has shown that the average age of the world's greatest civilization, I mean, from the beginning of history, and I do love to study history. I don't call myself an historian, but by following history, you can kind of find out what's going on today and what's going to happen 100 years from now. The average age of the world's greatest civilizations, how old do you think? How long does a civilization last?
I'm totally guessing, you know, maybe 200 to 400 years. I mean, it just seems like you can look back now. I'm a big student of history, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay.
It seems like you can look at all these world civilizations and draw all these parallels, like looking at Rome, for example, mm-hmm. and it almost seems identical to certain things going on now.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're certainly in a neighborhood again. It is about 200 years. So it kind of makes us worry about ourselves because now, here's where it goes. As the civilization starts, it usually starts as a form of being in bondage. America escaping from the taxation, people escaping England in bondage, taxation without representation, and coming to the New World. Now, right from there's a very strong spiritual faith. It's that spiritual faith that carries them. So you might say bondage leads to spiritual faith. Now, because of that spiritual faith, builds a sense of connection and identity and power, and then that seemingly destined purposefulness leads to great courage, leads to courage and commitment. From the courage, we're able to do things like fight to secure our liberty. So you might say the bondage leads to spiritual faith. Spiritual faith leads to great courage, the courage to liberty. And the liberty, because you're free now to expand, grow, do different things, leads to abundance. Leads to the enjoyment of plenty. Abundance, as we see all around us today, and not just in our younger generation, but certainly we can see it even in our sports teams. If you use if you want to use one word to describe the LA Lakers right now, what word would it be? Complacency, perhaps? Because here they are, they've won two championships. By all those things, they were in bondage. They were a storied franchise. But they were not doing well. They had to get the faith. They had to start to believe in themselves and the history. And they did. And from that came courage. And that freed them to get new talent and to work hard, abundance. And he won two championships in a row. And that abundance led to complacency. So let's go back to its relevancy to a country, in our country. So our abundance, as Thomas Jefferson did talk about, will our enjoyment of plenty lead us to forget what it took to get it? Yes, it could be abundance. And from abundance to complacency, and from complacency to apathy. And from apathy to dependence. And then from dependence, back to bondage. 200 years. Makes me scared for us. That's about just about where we are.
Makes me scared for us. Seems like a lot of, you know, policies of our own government are the similar to the things that we escaped 200 years ago.
Very much so. And especially when we look that people are always voting for politicians that's going to give the most for them. In other words, that's going to give them the most from the public treasury. So even though this happened some almost 4,000 years ago, or 2,500 years ago, we're still repeating the same mistakes. Okay. I want to throw that out at you, gang, so we can see it in terms of ourselves as well. We can apply it to sports teams. We can apply it to ourselves. When I give you the 10 major causes of failure, number 10 is where is the illusion of success, where you stop doing the things that you did to become successful in the first place. Now we start thinking, oh, I've worked hard. It's time for a vacation. It's time. I've been successful. I need to relax a little bit.
Let your foot off the gas.
Yes, and then the very thing that you fear comes to pass. I mentioned that I was going to go back in some of my notes and give you something. I want to do this before we run out of time because I can always get to the other notes, especially the blogs that I write from Facebook. I can get to those at any time, but this is a goal-setting exercise that I certainly want to give you and the other listeners since we've gone through all 12 steps of our goal-setting program here now, okay? So let me get my thing back. There we go. I don't want to lose my information here. All right, now, yeah, you see I got my computer. I don't have one computer screen. I've got two computer screens, and they're big ones too. I can slide. Did you notice I learned how to slide this over here? And I've got two things on the screen.
I'm very proud of you, sir.
I'm into the digital age here. I want to show people that. I have
Definitely made a quantum leap in the technology since the first
there, there's
met
no te- no doubt. I have an iPod. I guess it's not here.
It's over here.
Is it over there? Oh, that's right. Our music is coming from the iPod. Am I technically astute or what? I mean, this is amazing. We've got the iPod over there. 6,000 songs on the iPod with another 1,000 being downloaded onto iTunes as we speak. I'm amazed. Okay, but my playlists are not for sale. Okay, they are treasured, my playlists. I'm going to give you a goal setting exercise, 7 questions. Okay, 7 questions that I've written out here for you. 7 questions that once you answer, you'll be able then to know where to go to start to set your goals, the quick start and your major definite purpose. Question number one. Now, I'm going to give you 60 seconds to answer this question. What we want to do right now, though, Snuggy Bear, is we want you to simply write the question down, okay? And we'll use you as our gauge. By the time you get it written down, I figure what else has got it written down too. Question number one. You don't have to answer it now. Just write it down. I'm going to give you 60 seconds to answer. So later on this afternoon, when you answer and do this exam, this exercise, you'll take 60 seconds for this first question. What are your 5 basic values in life? That's the question. What are your 5 basic values in life? I mean, what do you value most? Is it your car stereo, your house, your family, your job? Is it your spiritual connection? Is it your own mind, your brain? What do you value most? New wheels on your car? What exactly do you value most? Okay? What do you value most? So number one, 60 seconds, okay, to answer that question. Question number two. This is a 30-second question. Write down your 3 most important goals that you can think of right now. Just right off the top of your head. The 3 most important goals that you can think of right now. That's a very easy question. I mean, you can't think of anything. I mean, you know, if money, probably write down money. Write down love. Write down health. I mean, what are your 3 most important goals? I mean, you know, write down money, love, health. I mean, you know, it's a very easy question, very simple. Just write it down. The 3 most important goals. Question number 3. Again, another 60-second question. How would you spend your time if you found out today you only had 6 months to live? What would you do? How would you spend your time if you found out today that you only had 6 months to live? Okay, now here's one interesting thing that you gotta keep in mind now, Magic Man. You gotta remember that everything you put on this list you can do, but you have to write it down. Okay, all right. I mean, who would you call? Who would you see? What would you buy? Where would you go? But how would you spend your time if you found out today you only had 6 months to live? 60-second question. Question number 4. Another 60-second question. How would you change your life if you found out today that you just won $10 million in the lottery? How would you change your life? I mean, now you gotta keep in mind now, the average amount of money that the average person can spend is about $250,000 to $300,000. I mean, it's like they can't get their mind around 10 million. I mean, you know, what would you buy? Okay, I'd buy a boat, buy a new car, I'd buy some new clothes, I'd buy a new pair of shoes, I'd buy some new furniture. Okay, you spend about $200,000 right now. Okay. Where do you go from there? How would you change your life? I mean, what would you do differently? Now, you got to keep in mind, everything you write down, you could have. I mean, would you quit your job? Would you get a new job? Would you get a new relationship? Would you get out of the relationship you're in? What would you do? Okay? What would you do? 60-second question. That was number four. Question number five. 30-second question. What have you always wanted to do but been afraid to try? This is a very revealing question. Very revealing about the inner workings of you. If you can answer it objectively and honestly, what have you always wanted to do but been afraid to try? Oh.
Is it a 30-second?
This is a 30-second question now, Zach. 30-second question. What would you want to do? Would you want to run for public office? Would you want to open a new business? Would you want to skydive? Would you want to start a new relationship, get married, have kids? What would you want to do? What have you always wanted to do? Have you always wanted to hike the Appalachian Trail? Did you want to ride across America? Did you want to bungee jump? What have you always wanted to do? Did you want to see Angel Falls in South America? What have you wanted to do? Did you want to learn how to play an instrument, join a band, tour with a band? What have you always wanted to do but been afraid to try? Very revealing question. If you can answer it objectively, 85% of the people can't get their head around it. Question number six. Another 30-second question. What sort of activities in life right now give you the greatest feeling of importance? What kind of activities in life give you the greatest feelings of importance? Okay, that's question number six. What sort of activities in life give you the greatest feelings of importance? I mean, what makes you feel more joy? I mean, what makes you feel more peaceful? What makes you feel more pleasure? Just more personal satisfaction. It's a very important question here. This is a key question. I mean, what were you doing when you had the greatest feelings of importance and joy and pleasure and peace? Who were you with? I mean, look back over your life. What were the circumstances of the things that you did that gave you the feeling of importance? You know, I'm going to change that one to a 60-second answer, okay? I'm going to change that one to 60. Question number six, 60 seconds. 60 seconds. All right. And finally, question number seven. Question number seven. It's like today's show is just flying by. I mean, it's now 10 minutes before the hour. This is just amazing. It's 10 minutes before the hour of six. It's just incredible. where did it go? Still sunny outside, though. Still cold, too.
We always got plenty of sun.
You know, we always got plenty of sun. People up in Chicago and New York right now, New York did dodge a bullet. They really did. Got a little rain. It's a little cold there, but they didn't get that major blizzard snow. I mean, this was a 2,000 mile storm that stretched over 2,000 miles in the United States. I mean, this, what we're getting here is part of that storm.
Oh, yeah, I had to assume.
Yes.
One crazy thing my mom did say, there's a place north of Dallas, I guess kind of border of Oklahoma. It's called Grand Lake. And
yes.
She said that there was so much snow piling up on the docks, it was sinking some of the boats.
Yes.
Just pulling, you know, they're tethered up. It was pulling them down. I thought that was insane.
Oklahoma had never seen anything like it. Never seen anything like it. It's just amazing. So, okay, here we go. Let's finish up question number seven. One minute again to answer this question. What one great thing, okay, underline great, what one great thing would you dare to dream if you knew beyond a doubt you could not fail? What would it be? I mean, guaranteed success, okay? I mean, just imagine I could give you a magic pill. What one great thing would you dare to dream if you knew beyond a shadow of a doubt you could not fail? what would it be? Guaranteed success. Now, in almost every one of these seven questions, in every case, the answer should come to your lips immediately. Some people go through this entire exercise without being able to answer any of the questions. That's okay. It really is. If you're not able in the time frames, it's okay. The purpose is to help you crystallize your goals and at least bring you into connection to the things that are important to you. And the more out of touch you are, the harder this may be. So, and then even if you were able to answer them within the time frames, it's still a good idea to do it again 30 days hence. Now, let me just give you a couple pointers about each one of these questions. Question number one, well, you know what? Question number one is about your basic values. And basic values and goals must match. Okay? Values and goals must match. You can't have goals that are out of harmony with your basic values in life. For example, if one of your basic values is your family and building a spiritual connection, and one of your goals is to build a strip bar perhaps, maybe that's not really maybe they're not quite in harmony with one another. Okay. Question number two is very simple. I mean, the three most important goals in your life. Question number three, this refers back again to your basic values. I mean, you never know. I mean, right now there are people listening to me who have 6 months or less to live, including myself. You never know. Only today is what you are guaranteed, and only really this minute. Yesterday is history, and tomorrow is smoke. Only now is what you've got. You gotta live your life in the now.
So yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery.
That's exactly right. That's what they say. And it is a mystery too. But not for those of us who set goals. It's only a complete mystery for those who have no idea. See, I know if I'm here, if God graces me and the creek doesn't rise too high and the snow doesn't fall too deep, I know what tomorrow's going to bring. I know it's 6 months from now it's going to bring. Goal setting allows me to be the fortune teller for my life. So for goal setters, tomorrow is not a mystery. But yesterday always remains history. Question number four. This question is pretty much self-explanatory. How would you change your life if you won $10 million in the lottery? Question number five. That's going to tell you what's holding you back. What have you always wanted to do but been afraid to try? That's going to tell you what's been holding you back. And number six, this will sort of lead you to an area of excellence in your life that you have experienced but never maximized, okay? We're gonna bring it to your level of awareness. Okay, now, question number seven. Like all the others, whatever you wrote down, you can have, be, or do. The only question is, why is how bad do you want it? And are you willing to do what it takes to get it? All right. Again, it is 5 minutes before the hour right now. And I wrote something on Facebook just yesterday that I'm going to check out here real fast and see. Okay, let me just check this out here, see if I can do this on my computer. I want to share with you my Facebook blog of yesterday. I write a new one every day or two, not every day, maybe 2 days, 3 days. And if you would like to receive it, just befriend me on Facebook and say you're a Power Hour listener, and certainly we'll get you befriended and receiving my blogs right away. Takes you to the front of the line, so to speak. It's a line pass. Okay. Now, I wrote, when things get really, really dark, as they sometimes do, it's kind of then that you have to have a part of you that where you can just say, just hang on. Just hang on. I mean, for 1 minute at a time. So if I ask you a question, Zach, if I say, no matter what it is we're talking about, can you do it for a minute, Zach? Can you do it for a minute?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Not just absolutely. So no matter whatever it is, can do. So let's sometimes narrow our life down to 1 minute increments. Because sometimes what we do in those wrong minutes, we pay for a long time. So especially when things get dark. The world never stops for your pain. And that's very disappointing for a lot of people. The world keeps on going. So while things are dark for you, no one seems to care or understand what you're dealing with. Ask yourself this. Has anyone else ever dealt with this particular weakness that I perceive I have and then gone on to success? The answer again is yes. So keep talking to yourself. Keep talking to yourself. Keep hope alive and keep your faith strong, and certainly believe you're worth good things. With that, we're going to say good day, say good night, and remind you to always be true to yourselves, gang. And when I say be true to yourself, I want you to keep your words and your behaviors in harmony. Keep your thinking and your actions corresponding in harmony. As usual, I always want to say thanks to Bob Adlock. He believed in the Power Hour. We went on TV with this show. Pat McMahon, you said, hey, man, if you ever decide to stop kicking and punching, you got a future in radio. We're never going to stop kicking and punching, but radio's fun too. JC up in San Fran. We did Loose on the Deuce together, and of course, Power Hour on TV, my co-host forever. JB, a good friend, all of my adult life, left this place far too early, man. Still miss you. And the fabulous Natasha, hope you're enjoying your day, and we missed having you here on in the studio. Well, waving everybody out there, it's been all the fun in the world, I tell you. Oh, man, it's been great. And of course, to the magic man, alias Snooky Bear, and sometimes even Zach Geist behind the glass. Not today, though, out here waving to everybody, making all the magic happen. Hey, gang, I'm Mac Newton. This has been the Power Hour. 3, 2, 1, peace. I am out.